The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Tuesday night. I better turn everything up so I can hear something, huh? Tuesday night, that's what it is. Good evening, welcome. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Also, I'm going to pull back the curtain because I need a little feedback on this. And this includes you, Ben. Let me premiere this real quick. This is a new sponsor on the show. You'll be hearing them shortly in the rotation. Welcome to S3F Solutions. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Everybody let me know how that goes. What did you think of that, Ben? You like that? It sort of sounded like I need to take the mix and maybe bump up the voice and take the music down a little bit. You like that? Okay. Anyway, coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. But we have a whole hour to navigate before that. So there was a question asked the other day. His name is Representative Paul Heroux. He is ostensibly, supposedly, a pro-gun Democrat, state representative from Massachusetts. And he decided to nurture his intellectual curiosity about all the anti-gun rhetoric he's heard from all the anti-gun Democrats who have been fantasizing about repealing the Second Amendment. He was very clear when he was asking these questions that he does not think the Second Amendment is going anywhere, but he wonders how citizens would respond to the following situations. So, imagine I am a blue dog Democrat, and I'm asking you, a constituent, a question. So, here we go. What would you do? What would you do if all the requirements of Article 5 of the Constitution were met and the Second Amendment was repealed? What would you do if the Second Amendment was effectively repealed by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the right to bear arms does apply to an individual, but only individuals in a militia? If the defense of the Second Amendment rests in reference to the Constitution as it stands now, what argument would you use if the Constitution was changed to no longer protect the individual right to bear arms? As a law-abiding gun owner, would you give up your guns? What do you think would happen to violent crime rates, accidental shootings, and suicides? Would you follow the new law of the land that was legitimately established just as laws allowing the possession of a firearm have been legitimately established? He says that he cares about the opinions of citizens of America, and he would like thoughtful comments in the comment section that he had for this in his little article about what would you do if the Second Amendment were repealed, if the Supreme Court repealed it, or whatever they did. I believe he's sincere in his questions. I just think he's completely deluded. Because, first of all, he's saying that without the Second Amendment, there is no right to bear arms. He's saying there's no right to self-defense without the Second Amendment. He's saying that if something were to change today, see, the Bill of Rights, when the Bill of Rights was set aside by the founders, while they were doing it legitimately at the time, the reason they put the Bill of Rights out there in the first place was they intended for there to be no legitimate way for that to be changed within government. They put them off in a nice fenced off enclosure in a nice grassy knoll. And I don't think Representative Herro has taken that into account. Your right to self-defense predates the Constitution. It predates government. You were born with it. And, what would I do if the Second Amendment were repealed? I just say a natural right cannot be repealed. Not by an arrogant government any more than politicians can demand that the sun rise in the West. I mean, it's, you don't go take the Impala and shave his horn, saw his horns off so he can fight the lion. You leave his horns in place. What would I do if the Supreme Court got out there and reversed Heller and McDonald? And, once again, the Founding Fathers were very clear in their speeches and everything. All they were doing was recognizing something they thought that God gave them. And they codified it and they put it out there and they said, nobody can change that, not even the Supreme Court, not even the Harbingers. If they were to make a pronouncement about the Second Amendment to delegitimize it, they would simply delegitimize themselves as a branch of federal government, in my eyes. And it would undermine the legitimacy of the federal government itself. If it in the defense of the Second Amendment, if it rests in reference to the Constitution as it stands now, what argument? Well, the argument is it can't be undone by the government. Period. There you go. Some of these things are constant. Would I give up my guns as a law-abiding gun owner? When the law is unjust, it is, it's unjust, and I don't have to, I go back to the time when I was in the military and they told me I only had to follow lawful orders. As a law-abiding American, I would go mad. I would not surrender anything. I would be placed in a very unfortunate circumstance, which would be equally unfortunate for somebody to try to take them from me. What do I think would happen to violent crime rates and accidental shootings and suicides? I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. None of those things impact my right to self-defense. None of those things. Your arguments about it, your discussions about it, is it popular, isn't it popular? People think it's outdated, people think it isn't outdated, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. When I followed the new law of the land that was legitimately established just as the laws allowing the possession of firearm had been legitimately established, there's no such law that makes natural law go away. So there's no legitimate method or mechanism to take that right away from me. The right to keep and bear arms predates the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, predates the United States of America, predates Christopher Columbus, predates the Vikings, predates man. Everything on this planet that lives and breathes has a natural, built-in self-defense. We don't have it amongst the various animal life forms on this planet. We don't have anything like that. But we do have our brains, which is the ultimate weapon, and we've used that ultimate weapon to fashion other means of self-defense besides that which we are naturally endowed. And you know what? You can't take that away, idiots. This representative, I'm sure he is intellectually curious. He needs to be jerked around a little bit and maybe given a little shaken baby syndrome so he can understand that none of that was actually a valid argument about anything. We'll be right back. for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right. Moving on. How do you think the military took this whole smart gun mandate they got out of the executive orders? Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. When President Obama was talking about his executive actions on guns in January, that turned out to be all sizzle and no steak. It actually, as far as NFA items, it actually sort of cleared the path, making it easier for you to get your sawed-off shotgun or your silencer or your machine gun, making that much more easy. Now, though, you know, Obama had this mandate out that smart gun technology would be developed by the Department of Defense. And according to what we're hearing now, some of the military people, when they heard that, they started laughing about it. Because this was a mandate to waste time and money and energy researching smart gun technology that is universally regarded as technologically immature and unwanted. Do I have any suppressors for my weapons? No, I do not. If I have to pull the trigger at somebody in anger, I want it to be loud. Wartime U.S. presidents have taken keen personal interest in picking the most lethal gun for our military. But Obama's first foray into the small arms procurement for the armed forces was his January 4th executive order on gun control to find a way for the Pentagon to make not so much more lethal firearms, but safer ones. And, you know, among the retired people out there, or the ex-people out there like me, this has been sort of funny. There are more small arms priorities than this. Some critics say that the M4 platform is a flawed personal rifle and has spent more than a decade selecting an off-the-shelf pistol with no winner yet in the modular pistol contest. John F. Kennedy, who was considered a founding father of special forces, pushed the Army to give up the M14 for the new AR-15, which became the venerable M16, which segued to the more modern M4. Kennedy envisioned the automatic rifle as a perfect counterinsurgency weapon in South Vietnam. With this in mind, a lot of people were saying I had to laugh at Obama's priority being smart guns. A gentleman known only as Mr. Scales. And I don't know why he's only known as that. He says, presidential involvement in small arms has been strategic and game-changing in our history. He's a former commandant of the U.S. Army War College. Obama comes along and tells the Army that in this administration, money is going into small arms to build not a deadly weapon, not an effective weapon, not a dominant weapon, not a life-saving weapon, not a technological cutting-edge weapon, but a weapon that prevents accidental discharge. Give me a break. And this is the thing. This is the thing, okay, about guns and people who carry them and professionals who carry them. If you are around them long enough, there will be an accidental negligent discharge from time to time. That's just a fact of the matter. You drive a car long enough, you're going to have a wreck or a flat or something else. That's just law. That's just not my law. Now, Obama's move wanting to make the DOD or compel the DOD to go and develop smart gun technology was theater at its best. This coming from an impotent lame duck. And, I mean, right now, he gets to watch from the sidelines. Obama is now on the sidelines. I don't care what anybody says. He's on the sidelines. He'll keep doing what he wants to do. He'll keep doing what or saying what he wants to say. And we'll keep having these unintended buying surges every time he opens his mouth when it comes to guns. And, he'll just keep looking like a moron. He's out there wanting to say, I want fewer guns. And every time he says that, there's more guns. And it,
was moronic to tell the military. When the military, if we have to send the military go to some place to do something, they need to be going to wreck. I want to reiterate that. Military job is to wreck. R-E-K, wreck. Wreck everything. Wreck everybody. Wreck everything moving. Wreck everything breathing. Don't get out there. Don't take them sandwiches. Don't rebuild their infrastructure. Wreck them and leave them. That's what they are supposed to do. This president wants a gun that will only work when it's programmed. As for that off-the-shelf pistol procurement program that has dragged on for a decade, it's dragging on some more. This is they're talking about the modular handgun system contract, which was all supposed to have been decided January the 28th. Now the deadline has been pushed back to February the 12th. I don't even know. I don't even know if they've picked a winner. You got to pick a winner. Although they're going to waste more money. I don't know what they'll go to. I don't know what they're going to carry. I don't care. Just like the FBI, I was talking about how much ammo they bought back in 2013, which they probably haven't shot all of yet. But all of you 40 caliber lovers, get ready because there's going to be a bunch of Glock 22s and a bunch of surplus ammo dumped on the market here very, very shortly. The military is not about puppies and cotton candy and stuff like that. The military is, it's the worst resort. I'm not going to say it's the last resort. If we have to put our military, unleash our military and aim them at something, that should be with the understanding that what's going to be coming is going to be like a tsunami, except more destructive and less caring than a tsunami. Obama doesn't understand that. Obama doesn't get that. Most of the elites do not get that about the military. The military is a very highly articulate, intelligent group of people who, in addition to all that other, mainstream intellect that they possess a skill set that is beyond anything most people can understand. And getting them and asking them to be kinder is insulting. When I was in, we trained to be killers. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now.
Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday night. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm being asked about that guy that's talking really fast in the disclaimer there, Ben. Is that just somebody that was just speaking fast and they sped up in post-production? That's what I'm saying it is. Ben is the board op, and he knows. That's why he throws all those technical terms like, yeah, out there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Somebody could speak that fast, though. They would have tremendous lung control. How much does an armed citizen matter? How often do cops need an armed citizen? Everybody, well, Bill, I've heard about it. Yeah, okay. Here's a recent one for you. Bastrop County, a deputy attempted to investigate a reported disturbance at a local business recently. The otherwise typical stop turned into the type of scene all law enforcement officers dread. A suspect attempted to grab Deputy Dylan Doris's fire. That's Deputy Dylan Doris. That's Deputy Dylan Doris's firearm. Two men engaged in a fight that soon put the lawman on the defense. Then enter U.S. Marine Corps veteran Scott Perkins. He was nearby and immediately responded to the situation, pointing his own gun at the suspect, 32-year-old Arkansas resident Kenton Fryer. Perkins was able to break up the brawl. Doris leaves no doubt that the passerby is a hero and quite literally saved his life. The deputy asserted, "I'm alive today because of him. There are no words to explain it. He's such an outstanding citizen. He's here for our country, our community, and you really feel the love." Norris said that he feared for his life, recalling the very emotional period during the fight when he was unable to call for backup. Thanks to Perkins' intervention, he escaped with minor injuries. The Marine, mustachioed, he sort of reminds me of Catfish Hunter from the old Oakland A's, if anybody remembers that picture. Rolly Fingers. Big handlebar mustache rolled in on itself. It's a military thing. When military people get out of the military, they grow the facial hair. Crazy facial hair. It's like an unwritten rule. Big Polly, do you have facial hair? He'll tell me in a minute. Mr. Perkins, the former Marine, said, "Anytime somebody's in need of help, you should assist them. It doesn't matter whether your life is in danger or not. You should always assist anybody who is in need." Would you do that if you saw a police officer in a life or death situation? Would you intervene? I've often wondered how I would intervene. I would probably get in trouble intervening because I don't want to shoot the guy, right? I don't want to trigger a round when a cop is in that general vicinity. I've been thinking about slamming the top of my Glock into the side of their head. I wonder if that would get him to let go long enough so I could get a nice clear line of sight on him and line that muzzle up and then get him and then say, "Please stop." Maybe I might have to clock him again. I don't know. He'll be busy. And while he's busy, I'll be clocking him with my Glock. I'll be Glock clocking. I sound like I'm too eager to do that, don't I? I think that's why Gaston Glock made the top of these things so flat. It makes it easier to hit him in the head with the top of the slide. That's my 2 cents. Nobody asked about it, but that's my 2 cents. Chicago. Dateline Chicago. First month of January. And in Chicago, 51 homicides. Bloodiest start to a year in the last 16 years. This coming from the USA Today. The nation's third largest city recorded 51 homicides in January, the highest total for the month since at least 2000. Now, let's not rejoice about that. They're saying it's due to gang conflicts and retaliatory violence that drove the unacceptable increase in homicides. But the rise in the violence also notably comes as the Chicago Police Department faces increased scrutiny following the court-ordered release of a police video showing a white police officer fatally shooting a black teenager 16 times, and as the department implements changes on how it monitors street stops by officers. Here's my question. Why would anybody be a cop if they're not going to go out there and go and do the job? How do you only get put in under a little scrutiny or get put in a little danger? How? This is more of this Ferguson effect thing. Chicago already routinely records more homicides than most American cities. But last year it was 29 versus 51 this year, 22 more. There was 20 murders for the month of 2014 in January. In addition to the jump in killings, police department said it recorded 241 shooting incidents for the month, more than double the 119 incidents recorded last January. The rise in violence comes after the Chicago Police Department reported 468 murders in 2015, a 12.5% increase from the year before. There were also 2,900 shootings, 13% more than the year prior, according to police department records. This is not about guns now. This is no longer about guns. This is about the police pulling back. Now, they're pushing back against the notion in Chicago that this rise in homicides is due to them becoming less aggressive, which they're doing that due to the negative attention the department has received in the aftermath of the police video showing the shooting of Laquan McDonald. Tough. Tough. What happened to Laquan McDonald should not have happened. When somebody is not coming at you, if they're walking parallel to you, you maintain your interval if you have to, if you're in a position where you may have to employ deadly force. You maintain that interval. If he's not coming at you, that's not dangerous. If you're there with five or six of your podnas, and they've all got guns out too, well, let's just say that the danger diminishes each time one of you clears leather. That's my opinion. Now, for the first time since the U.S. Justice Department has been under the Obama administration, they have launched a civil rights investigation of the city, and this is the first time I agree with this. Rahm Emanuel, who knew what happened with this, should no longer be the mayor. He should be resigning. He should be resigning. Now, because he did a cover-up. This was a cover-up. What Emanuel did was his version of Watergate. Okay? That was his Watergate. What did he do? He fired Police Superintendent Jerry McCarthy, which should that guy should have been fired a long time ago. So that wasn't that big of a deal. Right now we have interim Superintendent John Escalante. He's expressing frustration earlier this month as the homicide toll climbed, but said it was due mainly to gang activity. He said he was also concerned about social media fueling gang disputes, with fatal incidents starting as a war of words on the internet. Escalante told reporters, it's a new way of taunting and challenging other gangs. It's the modern way of gang graffiti. Okay. Get out there and do your job, police superintendent. Don't whine to me. They got laptops. That's not my problem. We will be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Seems like the hours are really going by faster. Not really, you know, it's not good or bad. I just, you know, for the last 2 days, it just seems like the hours just fly by. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And I'm gonna take this segment just to do a couple of administrative things. I've been getting emails from some of you that don't like the three individual hourly podcast segments out there. And I want to explain something, okay? And this is not me poor-mouthing or anything. This is a business. The show is a business. This is what I live off of. And I'm always watching the bottom line. And when this show went to a third hour, that increases, you know, the podcast and all of that other stuff doesn't just happen. It actually has to sit out there. Now, I could go the route that some people do and just let GCN handle it. They've got every show I've done since I went with them, I think, in June of 2014. Yeah, that's what I think I got there. So I could just do that and leave that out there and say, there's the archive. Go get it whenever you want it. But the show started out as a webcast podcast, so I've always had an RSS feed of my own, and I've been using it since day one. However, it isn't free, okay? So these things don't just happen. I'm not out here doing this on a voluntary basis. The other thing that we're trying to do is set up an RSS feed on the show website, lockandloadradio.com, where I will have three-hour downloads available. I can't have 3 1-hour downloads available, which, by the way, is the industry standard. This is the way most people set these things up. That can. Because the show, like, while Ben's running this live show and while I'm doing this live show, there might be some far-flung station that wants to take this show at some point down the road. And that's why every time another hour starts, it sounds like it started over. That's why the intro runs again. In case somebody wants to carry the show, they might want the last 2 hours. They might only want 1 hour, you know. So that's why that's happening that way. And I am working on getting a 3-hour show together. I do understand. And for people that don't want to download three separate podcasts, go to Stitcher Radio and just listen to it on their site. Just listen there. You can listen there. You don't have to take it into your device. Just listen there, StitcherRadio.com. Also, yesterday, Tank Funicello is the Ninja Scribe. For those of you who don't know who actually works with me, there's Beth Baca, who's the Ninja Director, and she handles whatever I don't handle, which that's a lot of things. And then there's Tank Funicello, who can write. I can't write, so Tank is the Ninja Scribe. Tank put a picture of a beautiful 1911 on Facebook with a pair of needle-nose pliers with a caption, needle-nose pliers, $500. And Tank got suspended for 7 days. Now, I don't actively sell guns on this show, and I don't actively sell guns on my Facebook page. I have plenty of pictures of guns on my Facebook page, but none of them are guns that I sell. However, here's my problem with what happened. Nobody on Facebook is actively selling a gun over Facebook. There's no payment method. There's no shipping method. There's no clearinghouse for anything to go through. Facebook is being used as a means of communication. Nothing more. Facebook is like Facebook in the cases of where all of these things are happening. Somebody's putting up a picture and a sign and a dollar amount. Or maybe they're going to trade or whatever they're going to do. And that's it. And that's as far as it goes. And Facebook has taken it upon themselves to be so politically correct. And there's questions out there whether the White House asked them to do this, which, you know, time will tell. But I'm looking. We need to find another means of social media. There's some people that can't live without the social media. Can't live without it. Can't do it. Some people can't live without the social media. So we need to find another social media where the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are okay with them. Because this is all this is. It's come down to this. Telling the truth is hate speech now. Hate speech. Microaggressions. Can't do it. We can't have that. We'll have a free speech zone where you can go talk to a tree, which you'll basically essentially be by yourself. So that's, we can't have honesty. And at the same time, we can't have guns. We can't even have pictures of guns. Pictures of guns with a dollar amount beside them. And that's more a First Amendment thing than the Second Amendment thing. I've had this happen before. When the show was in its infancy, I had to stream it over something called Stick'em.com. It was a free streaming service. Wyndham Weaponry was one of my sponsors at the time, and I held up one of their guns they had sent me, and I said, you can get a gun like this, and it was one of their Wyndham Weaponry AR-15s. And my show, as soon as I did that, my feed was taken down. My feed was taken down immediately. An administrator had come into my chat room and saw me lift this gun. Okay. They were in California, so I found a number to them, and I called them, and they told me that it was against the rules to show these things because it was a gang thing. I was like, it's a gang thing. They said, yes, it's a gang thing. I said, I'm 51 years old. I'm bald. I'm Caucasian. What gang do you think I'm in? I'm in South Carolina. What gang do you think I'm in? I did have to get a couple of Congress critters involved in it just to give them a phone call, which in the end, one of them said, you're about to take a Second Amendment show, and he's going to get really, really famous off of your First Amendment violation. And they put me back up. They put me back up at that time and never bothered me again until the day they closed down. That bothered me a great deal. But having said all of that, this is taking things too far. Facebook is a very highly valued property, and it's because of how many people are on it. Now Facebook is saying to the people that are on it that have made them the money, you can no longer express yourself the way you want if you're going to express yourself this way. That is not their job. It has never been their job. They're supposed to be opportunistic. They're supposed to be sitting there, and if I'm talking about, you know, if I keep doing things about my shades, maybe they send me some ads about my shades, not these spam ads where you everybody seems to be getting. But I mean, you know, maybe that pops up on some of the ads or something. But they're making money off of me, and they don't get to tell me what I can and can't say. So I'll keep on. I will stay on there until I can't be on there anymore. And if they ever take me down, I won't be trying to come back. It's been sort of cool to I only got on Facebook in the first place to reestablish contact with some of my old school chums from when I was a kid in Columbia, South Carolina, that I lost track of all of them, literally. Now I only use it as a means to promote the show. And if that goes away, big deal. I've got a website. I've got a website that I can say whatever I want to say and put whatever I want to put on there. And if I have to get something up there to where everybody else can come and do a comment or post a picture, I'll do that too. But Facebook is going too far, and we don't need to be sitting back and saying, well, you know, they've changed their rules. And that's how we got where we are today. They kept changing the rules. Just because they get out there and change the rules, that doesn't mean we sit back and say, oh, okay, you know, we don't do that. This is a violation of the First Amendment, plain cut. I mean, pure and simple. No other way to cut it. No other way. It's just out there. And I see people out there going, well, of course, we're going to have to abide by their rules and regulations because if they don't, they'll take us down. Fine. There'll be somebody else. There will be somebody else. Don't forget, what was it called? MySpace. MySpace was going to change the world. And MySpace became a non-player. Real quick. Coming up next, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. On a Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating a fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.